Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, June 5th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I have a solo show for you today, folks. Paul is otherwise disposed of, but he should be back with both his broadcasts this coming week. I believe he missed his show this weekend. See, things came up and a little hectic in his world there. But, you know, I'm showing up here as regularly scheduled each weekday, regardless of how much corruption, lies, and, well, all-out degeneracy we have out there. Julie's asking, where does he have a weekend show? Oh, well, Paul actually has the slot that Stephen formerly had now, Julie. So Stephen has Farron's slot for 2 hours Saturday morning, and then there's 1 hour of Paul Edward Stevenson Saturday mornings currently, and that's 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central on Saturdays. But, this past one, it was a rebroadcast from the week prior. But, yeah, Paul's been showing up live in general and getting some guests on as well already. So that's nice that it works for the U.K. Time and for his schedule. I mean, Saturday afternoon for him there works pretty well. So, yeah, he's a 10 a.m. last man standing this coming Saturday, 10 a.m. Central. He should be back. But, you know, as much out there as I have to look at every morning to try to do this show, it is regularly disheartening, I swear. I mean, let's see. What did I have first thing today? By the way, folks, Investment Watch blog changed their domain. They're now at citizenwatchreport.com. Basically, they've been experimenting with a paywall. They realized they were suppressing too much information because too many people could not afford to get through the paywall to subscribe. So then because Zero Hedge had done that recently, you know, a payer's paywall section. But with Investment Watch blog, it really didn't work out as well. So many articles over the limit, and you can't view anything. They're going to have specific stories, just maybe a couple per day, you know, that are their exclusive material for the paywall. And otherwise, you know, everything else will be accessible again because they were having barely anyone come to their site. So this is another way to try to cut corners, you know, because Google Adverts is a big service. And they've been completely blacklisted from Google Ads, so that most sponsors are not options anymore once that happens to someone. It's pretty rough out there how much Google has control over advertisers in the World Wide Web, the Internet. I had no idea just how bad it was, how much of a monopoly it already is to try to make a buck and have your website. And so, of course, Investment Watch blog is very expensive to keep up since it gets so much traffic. So they switched over, a Citizen Watch Report. So go to citizenwatchreport.com, formerly Investment Watch blog, and you'll find all the same material. A lot of good variety, really, not just economic. Zero Hedge as well, they branch out a lot, these two, and that's a good thing. So anyhow, this week's changing definition of recession, full employment recession. That's right. Get ready for the full employment recession. Okay, that's the only way we can mention it to the citizens, acknowledge. We're not going to dare say the word depression, that's for sure. Recession sounded so much easier when it started getting used in recent decades, and now full employment recession. Now, there you go. We're going to claim we're at full employment, even if it's mostly illegal immigrants getting all the jobs. So, I'm really not even going to go into any more detail about why they're trying to promote such an angle. We know about the true employment, unemployment, but it was just a ridiculous headline to start the day. Top economist David Rosenberg warns of a hard landing in the U.S. economy in the second half of the year. And, well, yeah, we're pretty much at that halfway mark, and it's obvious from all the reports coming in. I mean, this entire year, businesses are in the negative considerably. It's only going to get worse when the food, well, a lot of food, of course, is processed, canned, and what have you. And so there's a bit of a delay in some types of food shortages, but that's really going to be coming in a hurry. And at the same time, with the climate change propaganda, and I really wanted to address this one with Paul. Unfortunately, he's not here to, well, he certainly wouldn't appreciate this story, but over at Activist Post, actually, this was originally over at Zero Hedge. Ireland mulls over a plan to kill 200,000 cows to fight climate change. So livestock production, primarily cows, has apparently become such an alleged problem for the climate. And of course, CO2, carbon, methane, fear porn, it's all based on pseudoscience, folks. I don't want to get into all that. I'm sure my listeners have heard me rant. But yes, such a problem for the climate, primarily cows, these livestock cows, the government officials are actually mulling over this plan to kill hundreds of thousands of cows, 200,000 cows. The Irish Mirror said a new Department of Agriculture report shows officials plan to kill these 200,000 dairy cows over the next 3 years to combat climate change. We told readers in late 2022, forget oil, now they're coming for the cows. And that's apparently what the climate alarmists in Ireland are preparing to do. And we'll see how that works out when the food shortages lay in. I mean, are these Irishmen going to be okay with eating insects? Because that's the plan, you know, and lab-grown cancerous meat in petri dishes. So, yeah, that's going to be here. It already has been here. The farms reduced livestock sometimes. With some claim like bird flu as a reason to cull. In other ways, we can't have any explanation. These explosions, the whole chicken phenomena, die-offs and what have you. So, anyhow, back to the U.S. news and unfortunate misinformation. Let's see, lockdowns. There's an interesting opinion piece. Lockdowns had same effect on memory as jail time. Okay, the possible causes of increase in memory and concentration problems are unclear. A plausible explanation is that the isolation brought about by COVID-19 restrictions contributed to accelerated cognitive decline among people who were already starting to have problems with memory and concentration. This was from a Dutch study. The data showed significant increase in memory and concentration problems among adults since the COVID-19 pandemic. I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, lack of social interaction might be one, but I mean, they're getting brain damage from those masks, okay? Their lack of oxygen, increased inhalation of CO2, it's very damaging, very dangerous, and it's even killing brain cells. There's a lot of research. It's been around for a long time, but it's amazing how everything is conveniently forgotten, which doesn't suit the agenda, and so much pseudoscience is shoveled out whenever necessary. So I'd say, yeah, the masks are a pretty big part of it. And then the shots, you know, I mean, we're hearing about some people with mental decline, even accelerated aging as well. But the heavy metals, of course, affect the brain. So many aspects. No surprise there was my initial response with all that. Confirmation that Joe Biden backed BlackRock's push for the ESG. Now, does this surprise anyone? I mean, I'm just offended when people act like Biden or the Biden administration aren't just puppets who take their cues from globalist kosher entities. But the first bill that Joe Biden vetoed was a bill intended to dissolve the ESG climate social credit score after stealing the election. Okay, so with Trump in here, they would have totally destroyed ESG in the American sense. The bill passed 50-46 in the Senate before being destroyed by Biden. Out of all the issues facing America, Biden chose to use his presidential powers to kill this bill because it is intended to promote the Great Reset to build back better. And that is exactly the case, okay? I mean, BlackRock, Vanguard, the United Nations, World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, I mean, they're all in line using climate pseudoscience, the climate change psyop for global governance. We actually just had Vicky Davies on with Stephen, and that was Saturday. She was going over the research she's done on this, reiterated as she has many times, that very fact. And of course, we're getting other agendas like the transgender and LGBT agenda getting woven in, transhuman agenda woven in. But, you know, the climate change, that's their justification umbrella authorization for complete control, full spectrum dominance. And people will see more evidence of how that allows complete totalitarianism as time goes on and as the science is continually ignored. And further down the line, more and more normies will realize the climate psyop being probably the number one danger that we're facing for our future generation. Back to the U.S. government and economy. The U.S. government is in deep Ponzi scheme territory due to debt and interest payments. We're hearing now that pretty soon the government will soon have to issue debt just to service the debt. But I don't know. I'd say they already have been doing that in terms of the Federal Reserve fiat currency debt. I mean, we keep going more into debt as a nation while shelling out money to anything and everything, which is completely against nature and completely against what the people would willfully be in favor of. Moving right along, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is still on the war path. The most important idea is to create a government, he says, that provides facts that people can all rely on and agree to. I'm sorry, but that sounds a bit excessively idealistic to me. It doesn't sound very realistic. Thinking that could be possible, or even wanting, you know, centralized control over information is disturbing and naive, to say the least. But as there was a tweet here with a quote and video clip of Kennedy speaking, he's saying, "The reason people don't trust our government today is because our government is no longer trustworthy and the media is no longer trustworthy. And one of the best ways for us to stop the division," he says, "is to have government that's giving us facts that we can all rely on, that we can all agree to. So let's start there." I don't know what planet he thinks he's going to relocate to where this is going to become possible. Okay. Bloomberg is out there, no less, saying the current chairman and CEO of BlackRock has a technocratic power to influence government decisions unlike other financiers. The BlackRock, Inc. co-founder, chairman, and chief executive officer has become one of the industry's most important government whisperers. In contrast, other influential financiers who've built on ties to President Trump, Fink possesses a power that's more technocratic. BlackRock, the world's largest money manager, can do the things government need right now. The things governments, rather, need right now for consolidation of oligarchical control, perhaps, and to meet those ends, perhaps, I might add. Okay, another quick headline here. 85% of autistic adults with college education are unemployed. And that's really not surprising from the U.S. Department of Labor. But we have this sort of feel-good education system and grading system. And, you know, the sort of degrees people go for as well. And, you know, this inclusive, equity-based grading. And it's no surprise, of course, that these people are going to feel more qualified than they are. Probably convinced that their autistic challenges are not as much a hindrance in competition in the world. I mean, you have to be realistic in the way you go about things. And if they're getting stuck with a ridiculous college tuition debt and still are unemployable, but, you know, we're just coasted through for PC virtues, that's not helping them whatsoever, is it? It's certainly harming them. Oh, this is a good one. Here, brace yourself. Risk of ancient viral particles remaining infectious increases due to global warming. So, yes, I don't even have to look at this to see where they're going. You know, permafrost at the ice caps melting, and we'll have these ancient microbes that'll bring on the next lockdown. Oh, perfect for Schwab and company. And the Tour de France is all in with that, okay, evidently, because face masks are to return at Tour de France. Okay, after all this time which has passed, everything which has come out about how masks do none of what they were purported to and so much harm, as I just mentioned earlier in this show, France is, with their cycling regular yearly, they're actually going back to the masks. And so the optics, you know, it's all about the optics. And why? I mean, have they suddenly had some uptick in cases? COVID cases? Oh. moving right along. Speaker McCarthy. You knew he wouldn't let you down. Speaker McCarthy has released all January 6th footage to journalists now. It is unveiled, okay? Finally, the truth about Ashley Babbitt. Well, I don't know about that, but I have my own theories based on the footage I saw in there, folks. It certainly was not all organic, grassroots, to say the least. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around. You know it'll work all right. Baby, be good. Do what you should. You know it'll be all right.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Let's talk debt versus deficit. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. The national debt is like your credit card balance. It is the amount of money owed if you pay it off right now. The national debt limit is like your credit limit. It is the maximum amount you are allowed to borrow. The 14th Amendment says that the public debt shall not be questioned. It does not say that increasing the debt can't be questioned or challenged. Every time we approach the debt limit, politicians on both sides say that we will default on our debt if we don't raise the limit. Well, that's only true if government keeps spending on everything that they want. Only two expenses are specifically authorized by the U.S. Constitution: the public debt and national defense. Constitutionally, everything else is optional. Pay the debt payment and the national defense expense and budget what's left. No debt increase needed. Don't let politicians lie to you so that they can keep spending your money with reckless abandon. Please visit the shop at liberty-lighthouse.com and pick up a bumper sticker or t-shirt. Until next time, Cephas Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey flying solo this Monday. A few more headlines before we take some phone calls here. The British Heart Foundation stating number of UK people with heart rhythm conditions rises by 50% in a decade. Now, I wouldn't be at all surprised if that weren't merely since the COVID shots were rolled out. But that would make it sound a little too obvious, you know, if they mentioned since 2020, 2021 to now, 2022, 2023. So, of course, that's, well, cognitive dissonance on a mass scale. And, of course, I've gotten tired of talking about a crashing economy. It'll be curious, though, how they shift things. The new paradigm they're trying to bring in, increased central bank digital currencies in general, increased social credit scores, including the ESG. They're saying the dot-com bubble and 2008 parameters are combined currently, and what we're awaiting to see topple here. And, well, I don't know, this is kind of just more of the same, but we're hearing that they're going to push more for nuclear power due to this whole carbon demonization, decarbonization efforts. But certainly, I think we need to expose this more and more, you know, show the true science about how CO2, methane are not issues that humans warming the planet and the data has been corrupted. As far as looking back in time, they skewed everything possible to make it look like the result they needed, going back to Al Gore's early days of the climate change fear porn. And we really need to get on top of that. I'm going to do my part more in future to reiterate the science in more and more compact doses, if you will. But I really should get to the phones. There is interesting James Corbett, a new James Corbett out there. And remember, he's the one who had that four-part Bill Gates documentary. I recommend everyone check that out again if you haven't. Well, I played it on my show, but the visuals are interesting too. But no, right now he has a new one talking about the biosecurity state, germ theory, a little about RFK Jr., and the transgender transhuman connection. And that is a good point he raises there. There is a strong connection between the transgender agenda and the transhuman agenda. And for you all to be good programmable global citizens, okay, tabula rasa, right, blank slate, where you can be molded in their image. We don't need a gender, we don't need a culture, and the transhuman, transgender virtue signaling industry is about to go full bore, I guarantee you. Let's see. If you want to call in, folks, feel welcome. Right now we have Daryl in Canada. Let's hear from Daryl.
There you are. Okay, yeah, it's like a Saturday morning solo here. It sounds good there, Richard, enjoying your program. I got a bunch of stuff to talk about. You can jump in any time, but the aging process is causing, not only in Britain but in North America, those heart abnormalities, especially atrial fibrillation. And it's funny, they all really exploded lately, though. A lot of nurses are saying that the irregular heartbeat, AFib, is people are presenting at the hospital with other things. Sometimes they come in for that, sometimes they come out for something else. But they also have irregular heartbeats, almost all of them. It's incredible. It's like a phenomenon that's just started. So you're right about they're trying to bunch the 10-year event into about the last year and a half or two. So, of course, they're very good at that. CNN is the best, of course, but they've got good tutors. Yeah, about $1 trillion a year, apparently, the debt is. That's the servicing of the debt, $1 trillion. So, and keep in mind, like, defense is less than $1 trillion. So eventually, I mean, the cows are coming home or the chickens are coming home to roost here. The money will be soon gone because, like, $1 trillion a year just in the debt now, and of course it's going to keep going. And both parties are to blame for that. Not to mention that $120 trillion of unfunded liabilities with Medicare and Social Security. And the only way that they're ever going to get to that, apparently, to pay for it, they're going to have to cut a bunch of things. When's the last president you ever heard cut things? I don't even know if that RFK that sounds pretty promising would even do that once he gets in office. So, good luck trying to get that $100 trillion plus, to the people in the next few years, if we're not nuked by then. 85%.
Oh, yeah, no, cutting any government spending, yeah, that's certainly the greatest sin. I believe we have the break, though. If you want to stick around, Daryl.
Sure.
Okay. We'll be right back, folks.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What I see with old eyes. Every time I turn around, another dies. Thinking about this, his looks could kill. Visions back, we go to war sometimes, but I'm walking on my own. We dream of familiar places. Visions back, we go to war sometimes, but I'm walking.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey solo today, and we're at the phones. But I did want to throw in one more article I meant to get to. U.S. government sends $1.3 billion to China and Russia for gender equality, cat experiments, and Wuhan lab research. And some of the most amusing in this I saw, according to Ernst's analysis, one program, a $58.7 million State Department grant, included giving a Chinese organization, Beijing-based Crossroads Cultural Communication, $96,875 for quote-unquote gender equality. And how are they going to do it? Get this, okay? Here's the kicker. Through the exhibition of New Yorker magazine cartoons. To get those Chinese to accept gender equality and to laugh at themselves for being so patriarchal. But we have Daryl in Canada on the line. I'm sure you got a kick out of that as well. Daryl, back to you, sir.
Oh, yeah, the New Yorker, I'm sure, influences a lot of people in China and Russia, that's for sure. That's a must-read over there. My God. You know, 85, I didn't know this story, 85% of autistic, you were saying, have college degrees, are out of work after having college degrees. Well, I mean, I guess the autistic are kind of like the other oppressed minorities in society nowadays, Richard, right? Because they get passed through school, and now it's apparently through college. I mean, many cannot read and write when the rubber meets the road and they need to get a job, so I guess you can add them to the oppressed minority situation. You know, it just goes to show you their college degree or their, or even their high school diploma doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot, that's for sure. And apparently a huge percentage of these transgenders are artistic. So, I mean, it kind of gives you the mindset about these poor people. I mean, they weren't born that way, but their parents probably, or their, well, one of your parents or their mother probably took the vaccine, or not this vaccine, but other vaccines since earlier 1990s when they're being pushed. It's just exploded. I think since the in 1989 or something, autism has gone up 30 times since, and that was highly vaccinated people started, kids at that point, so, and mothers and stuff, so they pass it on. So there's no coincidence there. It's all, you know, anybody who tries to deny that can deny, I guess, has the same mindset about these vaccines not hurting people. They're really safe. January 6th, you know, I don't trust not only McCarthy, but the FBI that gave him that stuff. I think they probably pulled. It's like the little skim off the top by the underworld, you could say.
Limited.
I bet you 5% of these videos are not being released. He probably releases 95%. He doesn't want to destroy the narrative of the right wing. You know, the FBI is as crooked as anything. So I'm thinking they're holding a few of those back. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, no, you're probably right. And there's limited hangout, probably. I would question if all of the tapes are being released. That's a good point, for sure.
Yeah, and you know, I saw this. I see the Ukrainians had their offensive. It sounds like it just fizzled right out. I don't know if this is the big one, but any just gives you an idea, even a little one or a half ASS one.
Yeah, they're claiming
didn't
they
even
stopped
do anything
it before. Yeah, yeah. Russia's saying that they pretty much stopped the offensive before it even got going.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they're target deficient to some degree. These people out in the field for Russia. Now they got some targets at least, so they can. They can do that. I just say, you know, I think it was last week I saw this picture of Zelensky. I think it was on information. I can't remember what it was, but a picture of Zelensky in 1999 at a pride parade. The little man there, he was wearing a woman's Afro wig, standing between two guys in a very woman-type provocative stance with two guys looking him up and down with no shirt, of course. I mean, this is the leader that could get us into a World War III type of thing. It's just beyond, you got us, anybody's got to check that out. I don't know, maybe it's on Twitter. I don't know if they would even allow that, but it's probably out on the Internet somewhere. You got to see that disgusting little thing. Speaking of New York City, apparently it costs $350 a day, apparently, for these aliens. Just on food alone. Three meals. It's just incredible. There's 5,000 people in one big, giant hotel. Saw this video. And they're all illegal aliens in New York City, and they have apparently machetes, knives, guns, alcohol. Every room is being cleaned in the morning and trashed by night. Trucks are nonstop in the back to picking up garbage because they throw most of this stuff out. Even the food and everything. Kids are being left alone by parents all day. They like making, you know, custodians as their babysitters type of thing. Sex in the hallways. Absolutely, you got to see some of these videos from these things, and even the people that own the hotel or run the hotel, they're getting involved. They're having sex with some of the patrons. So it's just a complete S show over in New York City there. But
I think you may have heard me mention a week or so ago there was a Danish study recently confirming net negative lifetime economic contribution from these immigrants. And so the economic benefit claim is another definite lie as far as justification for the browning of white countries, Daryl. There's quite a few other callers lining up there. Is there anything else quick you want to add?
Just wanted to add to your last statement, though, just in the U.S. alone, there was a study about 4 years ago about that, and this is how it goes quickly. It was in the U.S. from cradle to grave, a black person, let's start with whites and Asians, they contribute about $250,000 on the plus side to the economy. Hispanics are near a minus half a million, and blacks are at the bottom at $750,000 a person. Cradle to grave. So that resonated with me a lot, Richard, and I'm glad you brought it up, and thanks for taking my call.
Always a pleasure. And let's go to Pat in Texas. Pat.
Hi, Richard. I just listened to Daryl when he was talking about the AFib. The problem with AFib is that we are deficient on magnesium. It's not in the soil. It's in some foods, but we are too high on calcium. You know, we leave the cheese heads in Wisconsin to ruin our life, okay? Everybody wants cheese here and cheese there and milk here and ice cream. They don't get enough magnesium. You can't test it because you're having an irregular heartbeat, and your heart has got to straighten itself up if it has to take it out of your bones. So I'm just going to say that every time I hear about AFib or anything like that, you know, the things they got on the high school walls. Okay, that's what all anybody has to do is just eat magnesium.
Wow, 500, okay.
Every two calciums, one magnesium. And another thing, too, I think I forgot what that was. I was so busy. Oh, as far as... whatever his name is, the speaker of the
McCarthy.
Okay. I think according to the 25th Amendment, if sometimes to the president and the vice president is not qualified, which she is not. She is not qualified to be president, Kamala. I think the next would go to the Speaker of the House, right? I'm looking at it right here. Okay.
Yes, and that would be a dreadful, of course, if it were Pelosi, right?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, maybe he's playing both sides against the middle because he wants to be president.
Right.
All right, very those possible. Two things. That's all
Thank
I
you.
Wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, Pat. And let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom.
Yeah, good day, Richard. How you doing, Richard?
Good.
Yeah, first off, Richard, I know you heard about the tragedy over there in Washington, D.C., with a whole Florida family getting shot down. But they can shoot a little Cessna plane down, but they can't defend our borders. They're allowing an invasion of our country. They're allowing a whole white family to get murdered. And to me, that was murder, shooting them planes out with an F-15, whatever the hell they did, to take that little Cessna down. That was a disgrace. Now, those people are all dead, the little baby and the little girl or the younger girl, and they're wiped out, you know. But we got millions of illegals coming here with MS-13 gangs and thousands of American angel mothers and fathers. But this bumbling buffoon, and he couldn't shoot the balloon down over China that flew over the whole freaking country for a long time. And now we got this whole family wiped out by Richard. So they're all Florida residents, just so you know that. And I think it's disgusting. Now, going back to the border, Richard. As you well know, they're bringing fentanyl in here like crazy. They just had on the news today, Richard, that over 140,000 Americans are supposed to be, accordingly, at the end of the year, are going to die from fentanyl. And you got a Mexican president interfering with our elections by saying Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis are racist against Hispanics. What the hell is this, Richard? Who's the real racist here, Richard? Who's being racist against white Anglos, Richard? Hello?
Yeah. No, it's a double standard. You know, we're not allowed to have white countries that care about prioritizing white people because of colonialism and slavery. We have to be ashamed into perpetuity forever and give up our countries. And, you know, that's, you know, if that's the double standard we're expected to tolerate, and whites are supposed to be bred out of existence, Tom, and just, you know, become these mixed race families.
Well, I got an idea, Richard. You know, Tony in Chicago, I hope he calls in. You know, what we need to do now and during this election cycle is we need to scream out with our bullhorns. Everybody get a bullhorn and start screaming how many slave owners are blacks. 3,758 of them were slave owners in the South during the Civil War. Okay? And that was in 1855. And we also have to scream out, people need to write up how they were eating each other in Africa in 1618. They keep saying that like they were brothers. 1618, they were cannibalizing each other. They still have cannibalism going on over there. So who's kidding here when there's still slavery by the Arabs over there? This whole thing has been a nasty cabal. And, Richard, I really, honestly, I came to the conclusion, I know why they're bringing all these illegals in here and all these foreigners in here. They're never going to allow the United States to be like Nazi Germany, because in 1945, the Jews got the scare of their life when they saw how white people realized what filth they are and how demonic they are. Like Tony said, the Christ killers. They're going to flood this country with every nationality they can to keep this a giant mixed up shake it up like a bottle and watch it explode type. They don't care about this, the founding fathers. None of these people give a damn about our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, or our Bill of Rights. They wish it was all torn to shreds. And that's the way they do it, is they discombobulate this whole population by saying how bad white men are, the ones that gave them everything. Gave them inventions, gave them government, gave them a monetary system that it should be proud of. Now it's all come crumbling down, Richard.
And that's, well, you have to remember that
by these Zionists in 19, the Kabbalists, Zionist, Talmudic pigs that they are, have done all this, Richard. And let me tell you, let's go talk about this. A lot of Jews right now want George Soros put in prison. It was on the news again, and Michael Savage, who's a Jew, said the same thing. He's a Jew calling out another Jew. So there are Jews out there who love this country, Richard. I honestly believe that. Like Mark Levin, he's another one's a constitutionalist. Levin, you got Michael Savage, you got other Jews, even the one that they arrested with that was helping Donald Trump. I can't remember. I think of his name right now. There are some Jews, and even this guy Michael Miller calls out the Jews. So yeah, Mike.
When you bring up the Third Reich in Germany, I mean, you have to point out how it was Jews declaring war on Germany and on Hitler for him throwing out the private central banks and ousting Jewish power in his nation,
absolutely
making it be a country for German white people, for their benefit. And then, of course, after the demonization.
Totally agree.
I mean, which was invented later, years later. You know, you start to get this Holocaust education in the 60s and 70s in the U.S. schools. I mean, this was something completely fabricated, of course. But, I mean, in what was it? This was 1936. Mike Gaddy, two National Intel Report Fridays ago, Mike Gaddy was reading, I believe it was Winston Churchill's quote, saying that Germany, Hitler will have this war whether he wants it or not. And that was 1936, okay? Because, I mean, Jews had declared war on Germany, worldwide international Jewry, okay? And all the newspapers had shown it, declared war on Germany in the economic sense, in the boycott sense, because they took back sovereignty and threw out the central banks. All the Jews worldwide were retaliated for the benefit of the private central banks and their Kabbalic control over the infrastructure, Tom. So, I mean, you know,
I agree with you, Richard. I agree. Okay. I agree with you, Richard. But what about Franklin Delano DeCampo, Roosevelt? DeCampo, look up at his story. He was a Jew. Sephardite Jew. They had Jew in him and the Roosevelt.
Right. Well, when you phrase things like, oh, Jews getting scared in 1945, you know, you kind of make too many of the propaganda lies about Germany and sound like they were legit when they really, of course.
No, Richard, what I meant,
and I mean,
what I meant
there was no intent, and of course there was no intent for Hitler to take over the world. You know, he wasn't going to make everyone speak German over here, and that was propaganda.
That.
You know, that was propaganda.
Yes, Richard, I agree with you. I agree. I'm just saying that was the narrative used. It's like Richard, they always say that the white women never agree with the white men when it comes to voting. It's always the narrative of, oh, they're liberal, but the white man, you know, the white man, if they had their way, they wouldn't let women vote. The same thing, that's the narrative they use. They know how to twist words.
Last resort, women will just side with the victors and mate with them to be able to have future children. That's the way it goes. So, you know, yeah, that's why women in politics can be an issue, because they can jump ship by their very nature. I don't know.
Did you see the news today about the population of the United States? The white women are not even breeding back the white race in the United States. Japan's bad too, but the United States right now, there's only 3 million babies born, and most of them are all from minorities. But I'll leave you at that.
And Japanese are the Aryans of Asia.
Have children, we're doomed.
Of course, but Germany and Japan have both been occupied ever since the end of World War II. They've never allowed to be sovereign nations ever since in the political sense.
Correct.
Hey, listen, I have a couple other callers.
They want all the minors.
Great
you
chat.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And let's go to James
and
Van. Yes, sir, Tom. Let's go to James. Oh, we lost James. Okay, Patrick in Texas. And James, if you want to call back in, sir. Patrick.
Yeah, thank you very much. When people start saying about the Third Reich, you know, it's like it evokes all kinds of like Hollywood memories and stuff, you know.
Right.
The crime of Germany was they were outside of the banking market. as Churchill was said, and basically he kicked out the bankers. Over here, and we have, it's kind of like, you know, quantitative easing, there's a word called Signor-Rich, S-E-I-G-N-I-R-A-G-E. It's pretty, you know, they sound it out as Signor-Rich. What that means is the profit that the Federal Reserve makes.
Hey, I'm sorry, could you hold that thought, and we'll come back to you after the break, Patrick?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with Patrick in Texas, and then we have James in Vancouver who's back on the line. Patrick, if you want to quickly finish up, sir.
Yeah, it's a profit, and it only costs 4 cents to print a $20 bill or a $100 bill. And it's $19.96 profit, and technical term is signorage. And you know, so there's it. The question is, where is all this money coming from? We should be credited, the American people should be credited for what these Federal Reserve people are printing. because they're tapping our credit and want us to pay that back. And that's the main point. I just want to point out, of course, you got fractional reserve. You know, they can loan out 10 times whatever they got on hand, which is outrageous. And then they got insider trading, and they got the discount window. And, I'll just leave it at that. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. James in Vancouver. James.
Good morning. Good morning. I just found out last night that a Dr. Arne Burkhardt, pathologist in Germany, died of possibly mysterious conditions, and he had done autopsies on about 100 or more people, and he analyzed the destruction of their organs and determined that it was because of the shots. Back to you.
Well, yes, I'm certainly not surprised, and I'm sure more and more people will start finding this out if they conduct more studies, but it's going to be suppressed. Right. I mean, they're going to keep pushing these shots and more lockdowns, more pandemics
right.
in the future.
Right.
The mRNA technology, they want to
right.
keep it for a lot of things, it seems.
Yeah.
Robert Rabel was talking about some wild stuff about, Wi-Fi, 5G pulses triggering something in people to trigger pandemics that,
right.
I don't know. What did you think of that?
Well, my point is that Burkhardt's analysis is in the record because he's a registered pathologist, you see. And a big shout out to Tom in Utah. But you see, the pathologist has a legal right. He has a legal opinion here in this. He's according to the court, of course, this is acceptable evidence in court. You see, this is my greater point. And so I believe he was murdered.
And some of the other stuff could be sensationalism, you know, like 5G triggering things or the graphene oxide stuff. Some people are saying there's no proof of the graphene oxide. Is that what you've heard?
Yeah. Okay, let's go back over it again. When you want to prove somebody's been murdered, you have to have cause of death, and it's got to be in stone, you see? Otherwise, there's no murder. There's no case, right? So what he's saying is that these people were murdered, get it? That took the shot, see?
Okay, That is significant.
Yeah, okay, I'll talk to you later.
Well, yeah, no, please call back in when we have more time to elaborate.
Of course. Talking about Hitler. Okay, bye.
Hail victory, James. Please support the station, folks, if you want to continue this uncensored free speech radio. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button. Plenty of ways you can get your contribution in here. Or just call us to contribute. 800-724-2719, extension 3. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it. And how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get. And you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.